Gentlemen, that takes care of all of our regular business. Now we've got to go back, and we have three cases that are under advisement and on the...
Can I have this one?
That's been submitted as part of the record.
Okay, he was just showing the signature. It was just...
Building code plan.
We don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's fine.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Then we got two cases to be open until our next regular meeting, and now we got three cases that are under advisement. And first case under advisement is case number 11002. And that is for a variance from the side yard setback requirement. And that's within Kate Windsor.
Oh, Mr. Mills said that could he possibly move it to Grand Avenue, move that HVAC unit? And the answer to that was what, Mr. Mills? Remember what he said to you on that response?
This is parking.
Parking and...
Oh, okay.
From his first one that he got, yeah, the first variance that was granted, that was where he had his parking at. And if he'd put it on the other side, that was to the entrance. I think that was a response to that question.
His shed also. He wanted to put a shed there.
He also wanted to put a shed there. Mm-hmm. That was the reason being.
So the variance that's already been approved was a front yard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the variance that he had approved earlier, yeah, was just front yard.
No, it was the... Side too.
Side also?
The front yard he meets.
Yeah, we approved 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then he's further encroached. If he hadn't had the 5 foot variance, the AC unit could encroach up to 5 feet.
Right.
But now it can't. And that's unfortunate because it appears that the dwelling could have been moved and everything could have been in compliance.
Could have avoided all this.
So say that again now, if he hadn't had the variance.
Well, yeah, the walkway is 12.7 feet from the opposing property line. Had the building been moved closer to that, then, and I would assume that that too could have encroached 5 feet if it's first floor. The steps and then the concrete walk wouldn't have been a problem. And then if he was 10 feet from the property line on the back side, the HVAC unit could have encroached up to 5 feet.
Correct.
But now, you know, he's already used up that.
It can encroach 3 foot into the setback.
3 foot, right.
The HVAC can go 3 foot.
36 inches, yes.
I would like for you to know that I have advised the office staff to start asking more questions to make sure that HVACs and steps are on the original applications, because that's what's happening.
Yeah.
They don't think about to, they don't understand when they come in that those have to meet setbacks. And that's what happened with this gentleman. He was not aware that an HVAC had to meet setbacks. And then had to come back in and pay $400 for an HVAC.
Wow. So, the next question I was going to ask you, did he have to pay for
that? It was not put on the original survey. We got the original.
So he had to come back, pay another $400.
He had to come back when the inspector went to do the final.
Yeah.
He noticed there was this AC unit, and
he had to $400 come back again.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So of course, $800.
I have advised the office staff to start asking more questions to help out the applicant.
I appreciate that, so we can help the applicant.
She didn't think anything about it, too.
So is this something new that you're just starting to implement?
Just started that a month ago.
Well, that's great. We need to try to help. But this gentleman here is $800, and he's had to pay if he's had to come back twice. And
right.
I appreciate you wanting to help the, you know, people
more,
and
we
need to
help. We're trying to help.
Yeah, well, we need to do
happening.
That. Yep, we don't get want this to happen again, and help everybody that we possibly can to keep the cost down to the applicants.
Okay.
So I appreciate that, you're taking that on by doing that.
He's on the right track, because we do have to know that, because it's part of the ordinance.
Well, we do, but as she's saying, she's implementing program, and I think, you know, it's more than worthwhile, you know, to help everybody when they come in, if they don't know, that we can educate and help everybody.
Because the applicants don't know.
No, they don't know, and it's not fair to somebody have to come back. Like this lady just said earlier, she had to get a survey, well, you know, here she spent, you know, she spent. We've got to do better to help the people. Really, we do, and I think that's great. So I thank you for that, Susan. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm sort of back again. Is there any further discussion then on 11,002? If not, are we ready to vote? If so, chair will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hudson and I were just having a discussion. It was about what I had already discussed, that, you know, about the side.
Right.
Just for the record.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Mills. Okay, again, then I'll call again for a motion if we're ready. No further discussion is needed on case number 11,002.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve 11,002. I believe the applicant has suffered enough here. It's a situation where it's being corrected by planning and zoning.
Right.
And based on the the applicant not being able to move it into the parking area, I would approve it.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,002. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, but I disagree. I don't think Seaway meets the standards, and it's certainly created by the applicant, because it can go on that, in my opinion, can go on that west end. You know, we all have choices, and his is a shed over HVAC or make them both fit. So I vote nay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Mr. Chairman, I would vote aye. I believe we've done unfortunate that it could have been done without this variance, but since it is a narrow lot and a small lot, and we have approved many variances likewise in this development of Cape Windsor, I would vote as I do.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
I vote yes. Okay. For the same reason I've stated, I think the applicant didn't really know that the AC and the other one violation.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for reasons I stated.
Okay, and Mr. Galloway, aye, for the previous reasons it stated. And again, the applicant not being totally sure. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,002 is approved at this time.